Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
This week marks Chief of Police Eric Van Hook's final full week of duty with the City of O'Fallon. After 30 years in law enforcement and then having served the last 8 years as our Director of Public Safety, Chief Van Hook is retiring. In the Weekly, Nick, you guys had a really nice article dedicated to the chief on the front of this week's paper. And then I know the mayor did a great job in his weekly column highlighting so many of the accomplishments that we've experienced under the chief's leadership.
Yeah.
And he's always been a friend of the chamber. So every year since our Leadership Institute started, he has presented to our young leaders on the difference between managers and leaders. And it's always been a fantastic perspective and really empowering. He always encouraged us to strive for leadership no matter our position, because leaders behave in ways that encourage people to follow them, and you don't need a title for that to happen.
Yeah.
So Chief Van Hook, thank you for so many years of exceptional leadership. You have really set up the entire public safety department for continued success because of your vision and your commitment to developing strong leaders. And that's a legacy that you should be really proud of.
Definitely. And I want to say that I'm really thankful to Chief Van Hook and his cooperation with my organization, because I know that sometimes, you know, there can be a little bit of friction between
media and
law enforcement and media and everything. But I reached out to the chief fairly early on to let him know, you know, hey, we're not here to like play gotcha with you or anything like that, you know. And he and his whole department, they've been so welcoming and so cooperative. And that's why, if you look, we do so many articles about police department
that's
all the good things that they're doing, because they're doing not just good policing and you know, community policing and everything, but they do so many good charitable works throughout and everything. And I think it also speaks to, you know, Chief Van Hook, that when you go to the Shop of the Cop and all these different organizations or events that the FOP puts on, that you know, the chief comes out and he's there and he's working hard.
He's one of them.
And, you know, he's going out in Walmart and taking the kids shopping for Christmas gifts, just like everybody. I mean, he likes doing it.
He sets the tone.
Exactly. So
show up. Yep.
He's a great leader, and we wish him all the best.
Absolutely.
So last week we highlighted some options for Thanksgiving meals. And I'm guessing you have more holiday offerings for us this week, because I know this is like your time.
You know,
to shine.
I do.
This is the season of Jessica.
It's true. So whenever we go to a friend or a family's house over the holidays, I like to bring a little something. You know, people spend so much time getting, you know, if they're having you over for dinner, they spend the whole day prepping and cleaning and stuff. So I like to just bring them a little piece of appreciation. And we have so many shops that carry things that I think would make great hostess gifts. So let's go over some of those.
Okay.
So of course, there's the classic go-to hostess gift, which is
a bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine. That's right. So let's take this bottle of wine and add a few local twists. You can get wine at Birch Market, Fezziwig's, Boarding House Bistro. They all have a great wine selection. So I'd grab something there. But then I would head over to Saddleback Chocolates in downtown O'Fallon and pick up a hanging bottle box. So this is a small box filled with 4 to 5 locally made delicious chocolate clusters. And the box is designed specifically to hang right on top of the wine bottle.
Or the Nick version of this gift is a bottle of bourbon from Boarding House Bistro. And they have a really good bourbon selection. And then pair that with some bourbon chocolate balls from Saddleback.
I like your thinking. Yeah. That's a great idea. Saddleback Chocolates are handmade, hand-poured, and gold-dusted right here in O'Fallon. They have a huge 3,400 square foot chocolatier facility with some really great retail space up front. Now, most of their work is corporate, so they do a lot of molded chocolate for companies like Coca-Cola. They've done stuff for the Blues and the Cardinals, and they have a lot of national brands that they work with. But then their retail space is full of great gift ideas that are really unique to O'Fallon. And actually, I tend to buy a few of these little things from Saddleback and just keep them on hand throughout the year, because they have a really good selection of like $5 to $10 gifts, and they can last several months. I think Maureen, who I just adore, she said they last up to 8 months. So I like to keep those around the house. And then another local twist on the bottle of wine could be getting the bottle of wine and then pairing it with a wine tumbler from the merchant shop. And right now, they have the Real Housewives of O'Fallon tumblers that would make such an awesome gift. And as a reminder, the merchant shop is inside of Refinery Salon over on First Street. And then another option would be to give the host something that they can enjoy the next morning. So I don't know about you, but when I host people, it can be so exhausting. You're busy that whole day, then you entertain all night. And then you get up the next morning and the kitchen is dirty, there are dishes everywhere, and you start taking it slow. So maybe as a thank you gift, you could give them some treats they could enjoy that next morning after.
So like a cleaning service that comes to the house and takes care of everything.
Also that, not what I had in mind, but...
I mean, you know.
So what am I thinking? You could put together some cocoa bombs paired with donut holes from Wood Bakery. Nick, okay. Have you seen what those cocoa bombs are?
Yeah, that's the like ball that you drop into the hot water or milk and it like explodes and makes hot cocoa and with yes. marshmallows and stuff, right?
Explode is a strong word, but
well,
yes.
I don't mean like violently explode. Same idea. But I mean it like bubbles and opens and makes the
Correct.
Hot cocoa.
Yeah, okay. They're pretty cool. There are two places I know of that carry them. Saddleback has bourbon bombs, so it's their version of the hot chocolate bomb. It's a marshmallow covered in caramel, dark, and milk chocolate with some bourbon flavorings. And then last year, I know that Sweet Katie B's carried the hot chocolate bomb, so I'm hoping they do that again this year. Okay. So pair either of those with donut holes from Wood Bakery, and I think you've got yourself a nice breakfast treat for the hostess for the next morning. And then finally, just about anything from Stephen Mueller Florist in downtown O'Fallon would make a great gift. Stephen and his staff, they have such an eye for holiday decor and gifts. Every year, the Chamber, when we host our annual holiday party, first of all, that is the social event of the year.
I know. I get
that. We're not doing it this year. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about that in next week's episode.
But my prime rib.
I know.
Oh.
I know. COVID. Hashtag
open. Oh.
I know, I'm sorry. So every year...
I'm actually really devastated by that.
Sorry.
This is every the first year, I learned of this.
Every year, Stephen Mueller makes the gifts that we give to the event sponsors. So we have four or five big event sponsors, and he makes the gift that we use as decorations during the party, and it's usually like a beautifully decorated lantern. It's mm-hmm. a really good size. But because we leave them out as decorations during the party, all night party guests come up and ask us about the lanterns. Like they want to buy them right then and there.
Oh, wow.
But they can't because they're for the sponsor. So believe me when I say that Stephen knows what he's doing when it comes to the holidays. And I'm confident that if you're looking for something to give a host or a coworker as a thank you, you'll definitely find something at Stephen Mueller Florist.
Well, speaking of Stephen Mueller, isn't there a holiday open house this weekend?
It is. And actually, this weekend kicks off a slew of open houses for a lot of our downtown businesses. Today is Friday, November 5th, and the open houses start tonight with Fezziwigs and Birch Market. So stop in from 5 until 7 p.m. at both of those shops. And then tomorrow, Stephen Mueller Refinery and Divine Thrift Store join in on the fun. Stephen Mueller is sort of the OG holiday open house shop, and you're going to want to get in there early because they get really, really busy. But their open houses continue all day Sunday, too. So there's a graphic that lists all of the open houses and their hours for each of the businesses, so I'll link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
And then this weekend is the 40th annual craft fair at the high school. It is Saturday from 9 until 5 and Sunday 10 until 4. And Nick, I feel like they could rename this something like O-Town Etsy instead of craft fair because this is not your grandma's craft fair. If you have not been to this, you need to check it out.
No, it pretty much takes over the entirety of the high school.
It absolutely does. And there are some incredibly talented makers. So there are woodworkers. There are a lot of places that have custom sports signs for like the Cardinals and the Blues. There is a lot of really modern home decor. There are cups, tumblers, jewelry. So I feel like if Etsy were like a live event you could go to, this would be it. I do want to note that masks are required indoors and no strollers, please. So again, that's this Saturday and Sunday, and I'll link to that in the flyer and also include a coupon in the show notes. And then one last thing, don't forget about the time change this weekend.
Oh, that's good to know because I'm always, you know, running late to things. And I mean, I guess this being fall back, I would be...
Early.
Would I be early? Would I be late?
I don't know. I don't have the emotional capacity to think through that.
I wouldn't be on time. Let's put it that way.
True, true.
Well, and this Thursday, November 11th, is Veterans Day. And we want to say a big thank you to those that have served in the armed forces. You are a very special group. And we're thankful for everything you've done, both stateside and abroad, to ensure our freedom.
Absolutely. And I want to give a special shout out to my brother. He is an O'Fallon graduate, and he's a Sergeant First Class in the U.S. Army. He's currently stationed at Fort Irwin in California. He deployed 3 times for a total of 34 months in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation New Dawn, and Operation Enduring Freedom. And he flies unmanned aerial vehicles, which are the drones.
Okay.
And during the deployments, he flew over 1,000 flights, including 4 combat missions. So special shout out. See, when you host a podcast, you get to do special shout outs.
Uh-huh.
So special shout out to my brother, and happy Veterans Day. There are several opportunities to celebrate our veterans. This Thursday at 11 a.m., the City of O'Fallon will host a Veterans Day event at First Baptist Church in O'Fallon. The guest speaker will be Major General Vincent Barker, Chief of Staff, U.S. Transcom. And then Thursday afternoon, the VFW Post 805 is hosting the Veterans Day Parade. Now, this is one of the largest Veterans Day parades in the area, and that'll step off at 2 p.m. Also note, rain, shine, or snow, the parade will go on.
God, I hope there's no snow.
You never know. You never know.
I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Also on Thursday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., veterans can stop by Texas Roadhouse and pick up a voucher for a free meal. So I'm going to put a link to the show notes. And then the kids are out of school on Thursday. There are several day camp options available through either Parks and Rec or the McKendree Metro Recplex. So if you're someone that needs childcare, I'll link to those in the show notes. And then if you don't need childcare, but you have kids and are looking for something to do, Courage and Grace in downtown O'Fallon, which is a do-it-yourself maker studio, they have a workshop starting at 10. Pre-registration is required, and I'll link to that in the show notes.
Very cool. Well, I'm fixated on chocolate bombs right now, so I'm going to go look into that. So on that note, I'm going to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.